Today's poem is chosen in honor of the 1st of November, both as the day after Halloween and as the first of a new month with its sense of new beginnings. There is a faint echo in all of this of the ancient church tradition of All Saints' Day, but only via distant metaphor, as this poem is a nature poem in the style of the 19th century Confederation poets. It is called In November by Archibald Lampman and describes beautifully one of Lampman's signature epiphanies, in which he finds himself in what at first appears to be a dreary landscape of dead mulleins, those tall, weed-like plants. But this scene suddenly becomes a space of unexpected and unnameable blessing. Perhaps with this poem in mind, we can allow that intuition of blessing to guide us through this latter part of fall, with an eye out for that new quality of light that comes through trees that have now shed their leaves. In November by Archibald Lampman. With loitering step and quiet eye, beneath the low November sky, I wandered in the woods and found a clearing where the broken ground was scattered with black stumps and briars and the old wreck of forest fires. It was a bleak and sandy spot, and all about the vacant plot was peopled and inhabited by scores of mulleins long since dead. A silent and forsaken brood in that mute opening of the wood, so shriveled and so thin they were, so gray, so haggard and austere, not plants at all, they seemed to me, but rather some spare company of hermit folk who, long ago, wandering in bodies to and fro, had chanced upon this lonely way and rested thus till death one day surprised them at their complete prayer and left them standing lifeless there. There was no sound about the wood save the wind's secret stir. I stood among the mullion stalks as still as if myself had grown to be one of their somber company, a body without wish or will. And as I stood, quite suddenly, down from a furrow in the sky, the sun shone out a little space across that silent, sober place, over the sand heaps and brown sod, the mulleins and dead goldenrod, and passed beyond the thickets gray and lit the fallen leaves that lay level and deep within the wood, a rustling yellow multitude. And all around me the thin light, so sere, so melancholy bright, fell like the half-reflected gleam or shadow of some former dream. A moment's golden reverie poured out on every plant and tree a semblance of weird joy, or less a sort of spectral happiness. And I, too, standing idly there, with muffled hands in the chill air, felt the warm glow about my feet, and shuddering betwixt cold and heat, drew my thoughts closer, like a cloak, while something in my blood awoke, a nameless and unnatural cheer, a pleasure, secret and austere.